Hi, good evening. My name's Tony Maiden. I'm so sorry. I say that quickly, but it's meant sincerely. I see the last recording I made on Summit Living, Daily Selected Readings by Norman Grubb, was back in December 8th, and we're now on February the 4th or 5th. I can't explain why I stopped all of a sudden recording the Daily Selected Readings. I think it was at a time where I was finding less and less time to record them. I was doing them daily, and then I was doing a batch once a week and then dropping them out at 6 a.m. every day. And I hope the spirit within me chooses to let me finish these recordings, which have meant so much to me personally, to encourage my ascension, shall we say. I'm going up to heaven in some way. We all are learning about who we are, but not learning about who we are, forever learning, as Paul would say, coming to the final realization that we are already whom we have been designed to be, and that is sons of the living God, daughters of the living God, and that we have our life and live and move and have our being in Him and in Him alone. Anyway, so without further ado, I'm going to read December the 9th. And back then this was the last in the section on adventure and adversity. All this is for your benefit. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. If I am as he is, how does it work out in practical life? It means a revolution in my outlook. Normally, I interpret all happenings of life in terms of their effect on myself, my physical condition, my home affairs, my business affairs, my social life. How do they affect me? What difference does this situation, this crisis, this tragedy or problem, this success make to me? If I am a Christian, I may seek a Christian interpretation. This is for the testing of my faith, for the maturing of my walk with God. But still, it is in terms of its effect on me. The new outlook is, this has happened to me as some way by which I am to meet the needs of others. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians, all things are for your sakes. The fact stands, and the change which has taken place in us because it is no longer a question of my own life being for myself, or of God being for my convenience, or my salvation or sustenance. So I practice a changed outlook. My normal human reaction will always be, why has this happened to me? But now I say, this is for others. I move over from my outlook to God's. I may not in the least see how it is for others. It may be merely that my going through a tough experience with God fits me to share and show the way to others going through the same experience without God. But the difference between frustration and opportunity comes through my seeing life in its total dimension. That's life. Only meaning is God and others. That excerpt today was from The Spontaneous You. Let me just read that last paragraph again. So I practice a changed outlook. My normal human reaction will always be, why has this happened to me? But now I say, this is for others. I move over from my outlook to God's. I may not in the least see how it is for others. It may be merely that my going through a tough experience with God fits me to share and show the way to others going through the same experience without God. But the difference between frustration and opportunity comes through my seeing life in its total dimension. That's life only meaning is God and others. That life's only meaning is God and others. That excerpt today is from The Spontaneous You by our learned friend and brother in Christ, Jesus Christ in Norman Grubb form. Anyway, I hope that you accept my apologies for not recording for so long, and I will make every effort, as I'm prompted by the Spirit, to continue these recordings. The next section is The Way of Release. So see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.